long, always after that, yeah, boy.
Let me ask you about this expression, you know, around December 25th, how do people greet each other? They say, I hope you have a...
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Have you ever heard people, you know, when they see each other for the first time on Christmas morning, is there anything that they're supposed
to... Christmas gift.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas gift.
You're supposed to say that before the other guy says it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's it.
Be into it.
Or say, you know, if somebody did you a favor, you might tell them, well, I sure am much to you.
Grateful to you. Or thank you for what you've done.
Or maybe, you ever heard people say, much obliged?
Yeah, much obliged. Yeah, I've heard them say that for what you've done.
Or, you know, sometimes if women have to go into town to get things at the store, and they say that they have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a store downtown selling things for less than what they paid for them? You'd say that they were
selling for less than cost.
Mm-hmm. Or if you saw something you liked in town, you might say, well, I sure would like to have that new car, but it just too much
cost for me. Cost too much for me. You got that much spondoos, they say. I ain't got that much cash.
Mm-hmm. Or you say, when it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is...
Well, I don't know. I heard so much said about bills. I don't know what you want.
So people just say their bills are due?
Yeah, bills due, got to pay.
Or, you know, some people, if they belong to a club, every month they got to pay their
club dues.
Or say, you know, if you want to buy something expensive and you don't have enough money for it, like maybe a new car, you might go down to your banker to see if you could
buy it on installment.
In other words, you'd have to
borrow the money from him, pay him back so much a month, installments.
Have you ever heard this expression, people say that nowadays good workers sure are getting mighty?
How is what to say about?
You know, if you can't hardly find a good worker anymore, they say, well, good workers sure are getting mighty.
Few and far between.
Yeah.
They're getting scared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, young boys, when they get around the water, they like to run off a springboard and
jump out of the water.
Or if they go in head first, you
dive into the water.
Do you ever do much of that?
Little, not too much. I'll tell you what, I never watch too much on diving board jumping. I'll tell you why. I seen a fellow one time jump off the diving board. I don't know why, what he done, and that's all about it. He hit the bottom of the lake and like broke his neck.
Mm.
I don't know whether the water suddenly went down or whether he just happened to hit a shallow place or something. I don't know what. Now I'm going to tell you another thing. When I was a boy, on the Burns Ranch, west of Taylor in Williamson County, I had a cousin that lived there. They had a bunch of young folks too, and several others lived around in that country. We'd get together a lot of times on weekends, have a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a picnic ground on the Burns Ranch on the San Gabriel River. Well, we thought nothing much about it. Had a diving board, swimming hole, and everything of that kind. A couple of tents, one where the boys changed clothes, one where the girls changed, all that.